This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The dust is just beginning to settle on the Boise and Caldwell runoff elections, and we will talk about the runoff for city council in Caldwell soon. But first, let's start with Boise.
To get up every day and try to make this a better city is just the greatest thing that I could ever have. And to do it this long, I am eternally grateful to the citizens of Boise for doing that.
That's Boise Mayor Dave Beter last night as he became clear he was going to lose to current City Council President Lauren McClain. Joining us live in studio to talk about this upset is political analyst Jasper Lacalzi with the College of Idaho, along with Boise State Public Radio reporter Heath Drusen and Mountain West News Bureau reporter Madeline Beck. Thanks for joining us today.
Good to be here.
Good to be here.
So, Heath and Madeline, I want to start with the both of you because, Madeline, you were at McClain election party, and Heath, you were at Beter's. I don't know if we'd call it a party, but at his headquarters.
More of a wake at the end.
Yeah. So what was that mood like at Beter's headquarters?
Well, it was subdued. I will say that most people there seemed to know ahead of time that this was probably not going to be their night. Which was in stark contrast to the first round of voting, where I think people were pretty shocked by the results, including the mayor. There was a lot more surprise there. This night, people gathered without big expectations, and they stuck around at the end to say goodbye. A lot of people were kind of lining up to say goodbye to Mayor Beter, to talk to him about his legacy, and to talk about what he had done for the city.
And in contrast, Madeline, it was a packed house.
Absolutely,
at McClain's
packed
party,
packed to the gills. Probably a couple hundred people, maybe 350, came in through the night, maybe a little bit more. It was completely packed at Lounge at the end of the universe there, and just as opposite to what Heath just said, a lot of people were expecting a win. So a lot of the supporters that had been out until 8 p.m., still knocking on doors, getting people to vote yesterday, basically they said, the majority of people we talked to said that they were going to vote for her. And so really, I mean, from what they've seen on the ground, from the very early polling numbers that came in, everyone was saying pretty much they expected it.
And Heath, you got a chance to talk with Mayor Beter a bit. And something you said before we came on air was that there did seem to be kind of an acceptance of it. You said, he didn't even get emotional.
Yeah, that's right. And maybe that was the only bit of a surprise. But it seemed like he had come to terms with this already between the initial round and the runoff, which makes sense given the disparity in votes in that first round. I mean, it was a real uphill battle for him. But yeah, he was very calm. His spokesman initially said he wasn't actually going to give any statement, but he had a very sort of relaxed session with the press at the end, kind of an exit interview. And, he said he was very, very grateful for the chance that he got and how long he was able to serve, and talked a little bit. He never wants to talk about his legacy. He doesn't like to use that word, but he did talk about sort of, enjoying seeing the city change under his watch.
And Madeline, the mayor did call Lauren McClain and talk a little bit about what Lauren McClain had to say about that.
Well, when that call came in, she ran out the back door to get a phone call. And so we all kind of knew what was going on. But she hustled out, and then she came back in and then gave her speech. And it was funny. While she was staying pretty calm, there was a point in her speech where she said, I'm speechless. That's not supposed to happen. And she's a little panicked. But then she went on to talk about, that she's going to work on housing and she's going to work on transportation and a lot of the things people have been talking about this entire election.
And she also said, didn't she, that she would continue Mayor Beter's legacy. All of a sudden the rhetoric started to change with both of them last night, it seems.
Right. And it wasn't so much with her speech, but when I talked to her afterwards that she said, we are going to look at a lot of the great things that Mayor Beter started, a lot of the great programs he started, and we're going to continue those and continue working on those.
And then, Jasper, I want to bring you into this conversation because,
I wasn't at either party.
Neither was I. McClain took 65.5% of the vote. Beter took 34.5%. but he did not win a single precinct.
No.
What happened?
Well, I think what you get is people who supported him the first time around might not have come out either. They see the writing on the wall. And also people in a runoff also jump on the bandwagon of who they think is going to win. And when you see in other runoffs, and they do a lot of this in the South, is that whoever wins the first round, especially if they win by an easy amount, almost always wins the runoff also. So it's not surprising that it was that much. I think it was, you know, people just knew.
Where do you think the turning point happened in this entire race? Because I think as the summer was going on, you know, when McLean, I believe she announced in May or June, I think people kind of thought, oh, she might have a chance. But Beadle will get reelected, and things really changed.
I don't think there was any one point that was an on-off switch. I think it was a lot of what she did and what her campaign did, how much work they did, going to door-to-door, all that type of stuff, but also how much she did on social media, that she was just out there working so hard. And I think there was a lot of people out there who were ready for change. People always ready for change. Obama was changed. Trump has changed. Everybody wants change. And she was the one who was able to capture that change label and basically outworked everybody else.
How much do you, and I'll ask all three of you this, do you think this is a commentary on what a lot of people would say is old Boise versus new Boise, in the sense of Mayor Beadle has not just his legacy. I mean, his family has a legacy. But how much does that matter when you have a whole new influx of people moving in to this area?
I think that matters a lot. And I think maybe the Beadle campaign underestimated that, partly because, you know, they do have such – they've been here so long and they have such sort of deep roots. And it just – it does seem like there's a lot of people who – have said, you know, very respectful things about his legacy in the city, but also were ready for something different after 16 years. So I don't know that this is necessarily a referendum on Beadle's overall time in office. I think it's I think there's a lot of people who are just kind of like, well, you know, I think it's time for somebody new, but we love what you did.
Right. No, and I agree with what Heath said. I also just kind of, as a little side note, when I was talking with Lauren McLean before the election results came in, I asked her a little bit about kind of some of the attack ads that came out towards the end and really kind of put her campaigning at the end against Beadle's. And she said, you know, I really don't think what he did at the end was Boise. It wasn't Boisean. And I think I can bring more of the kind, loving, kind of getting out and chatting with people thing. I can bring that. Where he might have fallen short in the last while there. So I don't know. I think that there might be. I think she's going to have that new mayor thing where she's going to go out and she's going to, you know, try to do everything she can to prove herself as mayor at the beginning. I mean, today she flew off to
mayor camp,
basically mayor's camp out in Boston. So with the
and
mayor
had that
elect-
planned ahead of time,
yes, she did.
But
yeah,
very
she
much
didn't just get a ticket this morning.
Oh no, she'll be there with the mayor elect from Meridian as well. But I think we're gonna see a lot of her in the beginning here in the first few months of her mayoral term.
Mm-hmm. And so I think you'll see a lot of change in style more than substance. She'll be much more visible out in the community and things like that. When it comes to actual policies, I don't see a whole lot of difference. And the type of issues people are talking about, which you mentioned before, it's housing and transportation aren't type of on-off switch. Hey, we can solve this just like that. These are very intractable problems. They're actually good problems insofar as they show that it's a growing community and there's people want to move in here and there's wealth in there. So if you got to have problems, they're good kind of problems, but they're very difficult to solve.
And speaking of Lauren McLean, I'm going to this mayor camp. Our producer, Frankie Barnhill, spoke with her this morning when she was literally changing planes in Minneapolis. So we want to play this quick interview for you.
So first off, congratulations. How are you feeling today after that decisive win?
Thank you so much. It's feel really good and inspired and ready to get to work, but deeply honored and grateful that the community has trusted the next 4 years in me, and really look forward to working with everyone in City Hall, at City Council, and of course the community on what's next.
So Mayor Dave Beter, I understand, called you last night to concede. What was that conversation like?
You know, it was quick. It was really nice. He said, congratulations, and we are going to get together for a longer conversation in the very near future.
But in many ways, you know, this campaign was kind of bruising, especially toward the end, in between the general election and this very contentious runoff. You know, what will you do to mend fences among the groups who might have voted for Mayor Beter or for other candidates in the previous election? How will you bring those folks along as mayor?
Of course. So it's, you know, this race did get bruising. It was really unfortunate, and I really think unnecessary to have it head in the direction that it headed. But that's behind us. And I have campaigned on the idea that I am focused and committed to listening to everyone, to working with everyone, to working to ensure we create a city for everyone. And that means, you know, every constituent that's out there, and really look forward to continuing with the tone that we tried to portray with our campaign, which is one of optimism and collaboration in the next month as I prepare to become mayor, and then, of course, after.
And once you do take the oath of office, what's your first priority?
Yes, so I will be naming a housing task force to help me come up with solutions, creative solutions that we might not have tried to address affordable housing in our community. And so I want to name them and ask them within 60 days to help provide a list of solutions that we'll put in front of the public and then make some decisions on how we can move the needle on housing. And of course, you know, we've got to set right to work to reach out and build relationships with leaders both within the city and beyond, so that we can begin to get to work on transportation as well.
Right, and that's a great segue, because actually right now you are on a plane headed to Boston for a conference. Tell us a little bit about that and why it's important for you to be there to talk to other mayors. I understand this is a new mayor's conference, and actually the mayor-elect of Meridian will be there. Is that right?
Yes, it's the Kennedy School has a seminar for new mayors, and there's only 25 of us. The class started last night because everybody else was elected back in November. And they had said to me that if I won last night, I should get on a plane this morning. So I had a ticket reserved and I am on my way. I think it's a great way actually to get to know Mayor-elect Simonson. And there's also the mayors-elect from Spokane and Salt Lake, as well as, 21 others around the country. So great opportunity to meet people regionally, but most importantly, to begin to build a relationship with the new mayor-elect from Meridian.
All right. Well, I bet you're exhausted. Hopefully you get a couple of minutes of rest before you land in Boston. I'll let you go. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much, Frankie. Have a great day.
And that was our Idaho Matters senior producer, Frankie Barnhill, speaking with mayor-elect Lauren McLean this morning. Sound quality wasn't the best. That is because she was literally on an airplane waiting to take off to go to this conference that she was speaking of. Before we take a quick break, you know, Jasper, we did talk about if there was a turning point in this campaign. But we also know that when we talk about, the election as a whole, going back to November, we had initiatives on the ballot, the library, the stadium. There was, especially regarding the main library, so much emotion around that. Did that, do you think, play into any of this at all? Or was it just timing in the sense of 16 years is a long time to be in office?
Yeah, I think that might have gotten peripheral ideas in people's heads that, look, between the library and the stadium, this was the old boys getting together, making the deals behind closed doors, and this is Beter, and that we don't like this, so we want something new. So I think it was probably those issues were more problematic for him than helpful to her.
I want to thank all three of you for talking with us today. Jasper LaCalzi with the College of Idaho, Madeline Beck, Mountain West News Bureau, and Heath Drusen with Boise State Public Radio. Heath and Jasper are going to stay with us. When we come back, we will talk about the other runoff election, this dealing with the Caldwell City Council. This is Idaho Matters.